Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about dealing with family interactions during the holidays. In many cases, we find that, especially during the holiday season, we have to spend time with our extended family. And sometimes this can be a really positive thing, especially if it's people who you really love and care about, and this is really your only time to see them. And my suggestion is for you to really spend time with those people you enjoy, and especially the older set. You know, years ago, I used to drive from Massachusetts down to Connecticut. It was about 2.5 hour drive each way to spend time with a family that was really a part of my extended family. I didn't even know they existed until several years after my dad had passed away. An older gentleman had done a genealogy of the family for, 12 or so years at that time. And he found my part of the family. And in so doing, I was reconnected with all these folks I didn't even know existed. So every Thanksgiving and Passover, there'd be about, 4 generations times getting together, 40 people. And the best part of the whole thing was hanging out with the older people. They were so full of wisdom, they were really loving, they had done a lot of really cool things in their lives, and just super interesting people. There are other folks who are my age, and I didn't really find them as interesting. But this is the thing. Over the years, many of those older folks have passed on. So I'm really glad I spent that time that I did with them while they were around. So that's one of the things I want you to keep in the back of your mind when you're visiting with your relatives during the holiday seasons. The importance of spending time with especially the older ones. Because, you know, we never know when they're not going to be there anymore. And they have so much to share with us. When it comes to spending time with people who we find kind of irritating during the holiday season, you know, your best bet is just to be cordial with them. Have a short little conversation and then move on to somebody else. Seating arrangements, sit next to people you enjoy being with. If there's someone who you find irritating, do your best to just not engage it. I wish I could tell you that I was really good at doing this, but I was really bad about it. Because in the day, when I was married, my father-in-law wasn't the easiest person for me to get along with. We just antagonized each other, and it was just really bad. Of course, I was a lot younger back then. And part of it had to do with the fact that I just didn't like his bullying techniques. He was just a bully in a lot of ways. And it wasn't okay. But being older now, I would probably not engage it. I would just ignore it and let it go away. If you have family members who love to gossip, and I don't mean updating you on what's going on with their kids and things of this nature, but just negativity. This is something my grandmother used to do a lot. She used to bring up all the negative stuff. And the best way to handle that is just say, you know, I'm not really interested. Let's talk about something else and bring up some other subject that would be more to your liking. Kids are also great in the sense that they're always willing to play games and do things with you. And that can get you out of a difficult situation if you're stuck with a bunch of adults that you don't really want to be hanging with. You can play games with the kids. Of course, there's always those times when it's just, maybe you just don't want to deal with a whole game of family encounters. And in that case, it's really okay to do your own thing. Like I talked about for Thanksgiving, I mean, me and my friend, we just went driving up to the north a little bit, about an hour, hour and a half from here. Didn't really have anything planned, at least I didn't. And we found a really lovely restaurant, had a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. It was a really beautiful day, and we had a really good time. Sometimes simplicity is the best way to go. Now, I know you're going to tell me, well, you feel obligated, you have to do this, you have to do that, it's what's expected. Well, there's a lot of times when things are expected of us. And at some point in time, you need to make decisions for yourself that work for you and your own family. So, you need to have a discussion with yourself, and if you have a partner, what it is that will work best for the both of you. Because if it's really too short, both in that you feel obligated to do things that you don't feel comfortable doing, or maybe you're just sick of doing because it's the expected thing to do, or maybe time is running out because you have a bunch of older relatives that you really need to spend time with while they're still around and know who you are. Because that's the other thing, you know, as people get older, they get dementia. And with dementia, well, we know how that goes. So I really want you to go inside yourself and figure out the best way it is for you to have an enjoyable holiday season. Because, you know, this is your holiday too. So make it be what you want it to be for yourself as well. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.